ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. ஃபிசிக்கல் சென்சேஷன்ஸ் சீட்டர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் இமோஷன்ஸ். சப்போஸ் வி வேர் கோயிங் டு அ பிளேஸ் ஃபார் அ ஃபீஸ்ட், அண்ட் வைல் வி ஆர் கோயிங் அலாங் சம்மன் டோல்ட் அஸ் தட் இஸ் அனதர் ஃபீஸ்ட் அவைலபிள் சம்வேர் எல்ஸ் அண்ட் தே டுக் அஸ் தேர். நவ் வென் வி கோ டு த செகண்ட் பிளேஸ் நேச்சுரலி வி டோன்ட் கெட் த ஃபீஸ்ட் அட் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பிளேஸ். அண்ட் If at the second place we find that actually there's no feast, but there are only some dry crumbs of food which are actually not very tasty also and which are not adequate also, we would feel infuriated at that person who had misled us like this, who had taken us away from a sumptuous feast and brought us to these dry crumbs of some food. So now something similar happens to us when we are trying to grow in our spiritual life. At that time we are moving towards Krishna and we are trying to cultivate remembrance of Krishna, cultivate attraction towards Krishna. We are trying to become absorbed in Krishna. Now absorption in Krishna is like a feast, and to the extent we become absorbed, to that extent we relish this feast. But while we are going along, often worldly pleasures allure us. The worldly temptations allure us, and they say, why don't you come here? Why don't you eat this? Why don't you touch this? Why don't you see this? You'll enjoy so much. So they promise us another feast, a feast at the sensory level. But when we follow there and actually enjoy the sensual indulgences, what we find is we get just some few crumbs. We get a few moments of pleasure because the body's capacity to enjoy itself is limited. We cannot eat unlimitedly. We cannot do any form of sense indulgence unlimitedly. And that's why the result is that we end up frustrated. And our attachments mislead us thus. They take us away from Krishna, where there is an abandoned sumptuous feast, towards worldly pleasures where we get barely some morsels. So Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita 2.44 that how are we misled like this? By our attachments. Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam tayaparita chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhau navidhiyate. So he says, Bhogaishwarya, the desire for sense gratification, bhoga, and aishwarya, the desire for wealth. Prasaktanam, when somebody is attached to those things, tayaparita chetasam, and by these, one's consciousness is abducted. Apaharita chetasam. Vyavasayatmika buddhi. At that time, one cannot have one-pointed intelligence. And samadhau navidhiyate navidhiyate. One cannot have that absorption. So that means, if we have attachments, and if we give in to our attachment, then we are allured away from Krishna, from absorption Krishna, samadhau navidhiyate, by those allurements. So now normally what would we do? If some person cheated us like this, next time if that person allured us, we would refuse. So we all have experience of the emptiness, of the anticlimax of worldly pleasures. So if we remember this, then we can stay fixed, not let ourselves get distracted by the world's promises of pleasure. And what do we have to choose between? We have physical sensations on one side, wherein the contact of the senses with the sense objects, that produces some sparshaja bhoga. There's pleasure that comes from the contact of the senses with the sense objects. But basically, they're sensations. And where there are sensations on one side, there's a physical sensations of the body coming in contact with the sense objects. But there are spiritual emotions. When we become absorbed in Krishna, then we experience higher emotions. We experience love for Krishna. We experience absorption in Krishna. We experience great joy in our connection with Krishna. And thus, we actually relish higher emotions. And those emotions, because they connect from the soul, they are connected with the soul, they come from the soul that is eternal. And they are directed towards Krishna, who is also eternal. So these emotions can give us eternal fulfillment. So understanding that physical sensations will cheat us of spiritual emotions. Now we can reject the temptations for physical sensations and stay fixed in the process of devotion, which will enrich us with everlasting, ever-fulfilling spiritual emotions. Thank you. Hare Krishna.